Lord's good to us. He's been good to us all day. He's been good to me all my life. And tonight I'd like to read a few verses in 1 Samuel 22. Maybe the first and second verses. David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave at Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontent, gathered themselves unto him, and had become a captain over them, and they were with him about 400 men. You know, that sounds like a lot of us. That's verse 2, distressed. So he must have had some problems. And we're living in a problem time in this world, Jim. And in debt. Praise God, just about everybody in America is in debt anymore. It's and then distressed. Discomfort. You know, there's so much discomfort in the world. But David, you know, in chapter 21... if you'd read on up in maybe the 10th, 11th, and 12th verse there, David had got fear on him. Here's a man that had killed a lion. Here's a man that killed a bear. Here's a man that killed Goliath with a slingshot. But now he's become feared. He's got scared. This man had been anointed by God. So, you know, it's nothing to have some fear on you. And when I was coming up the road tonight, I got thinking about when I go through Alabama, there's a refuge there for wild animals. You know, we're in a refuge here tonight. The devil can't come in here and bother us tonight. In that cave that David was in, there was no plantation in there. When you get inside of a cave, so far inside the cave, there's no light, there's no sunshine. It's nothing but darkness and cold and damp. Don't nothing grow there. But in the house of God, there's plenty of growth. We can grow as much as we want to grow in the house of God. Praise God. We can have debt. We can have fear. We can have all kinds of trouble. But if we get into the anointing and the Holy Ghost, it can override all kinds of trouble, Gloria. You know, a lot of folks come to God through troubles and trials of some kind. Don't everybody's been born in the house of God. Some of us just straggled in. We was wounded. We had nowhere else to go to, and we needed something, and we come to the house of God.
Right.
Praise God, and he doctored us up.
Right.
Bandaged our wounds up.
Got us
in shape again.
Right.
And then we was able to face these trials and tribulations. In verse 3 here, it said they'd been in a revival when they was in the cave. David finally come to his sense, and he thought about when he killed the giant. When he battled the lion. That's the way it is when the devil presses us down in life in general. We all, when something comes on us, we get that fear. I don't know why we get fear on us, but we can get a bad letter in the mail, and no doubt, maybe y'all not like me, but I can get a bad letter in the mail, and fear comes on me. It just seems like I'm pressed down. Are you all that way? Yeah, I get pressed down, and I get worried about it. And I say, well, I better face this matter.
My.
Why worry about it? Just face it. That's what we have to do. We have to face the matters. But it's better to face it with God, Jim. Sometimes I get some trials and tribulation and I don't want to tell Virginia, it ain't no sense for both of us to worry ourselves to death. So I'll just get praying and fretting and walking and hoping and just praying. I say, Lord, what can I do about this matter?
Come on.
And then I'll say, Lord, I'm just going to give it over to you. That's what happened here in the cave with David. David done had fear on him in the 21st chapter, but brother, in the 22nd chapter, down about the 4th or the 5th verse, he come out and went to a forest. And in that woods, there's plant life growing. There's sunshine growing. There's grass growing. In that cave, there's nothing growing.
Yeah.
Here in this house of God, there's prestige with God growing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, you don't know my situation. Well, that's right. But this man's in a bad situation. Here's a man had killed 10,000 men or more. A hero. But here... just a few verses up, it says that that he had fear on him. And he become acting like a madman. He was scared to face those problems, Brother Collins. And he just started running away.
Yeah.
You know, that cave to this day that we're living in, it could be that we're going out into the world.
Come on.
Why go to the house of God? I've got too much trouble. Ain't no hope. I'm just going to quit. I'm not going to go up there no more. Yeah, he helped me out for a while, but it's no use. I'm too far gone. There's no hope.
Oh, God.
You know, some folks, little things happened in their life. Maybe they angered at someone. And they'll say, I'm not going back to the house no more. I'm not going back to the house of God. I'm scared. I'm not living right. It's little things.
Yes, happen.
Put big fear on you. And the devil don't want you to come to the house.
Oh,
he wants to put you in that cave of darkness, that cave of doubt, that cave there's no hope, that cave that I can't go to the house of the God no more. I'm not worthy to go to the house of God no more. Those folks know how I'm living, and I just can't go there no more. I can't face those people no more. A lot of folks are that way. A lot of folks are that way. There's no help for me.
Come on.
Well, I'm here to tell you tonight there's plenty of help for us.
Praise
God, he's still sitting on the throne. And not only is he sitting on the throne, he's talking to his Father every moment about me and you.
Right.
I thought that night when that man told me that over in Mexico, and I had my wife with me and that load of bread, and they told me to get out of my truck and we're going to see the iguana. And in his eyes and his actions, he done told me what he's going to do to me if he could do it to me. And I told my wife, I said, Virginia, if I'm not back in 30 minutes, you go back across to the States. And then you get somebody and you tell them where I'm at and you come and get me. You know, sometimes we have to tell the Lord where we're at.
Right.
And we got to tell somebody else where we're at.
Come on, brother.
If you don't send a message out, some folks don't know where you're at.
Right.
If you don't send a message out, the Lord really sometimes, he don't come and knock on your front door. Here, this man laid at the pool of Bethesda for years, and just lucky that Jesus passed by when the water was troubled, but never once could he get in. And that's the way it is with us tonight. When the water's troubled, we need to get in. And the Holy Ghost needs to come by and help each and every one of us tonight. Praise God.
Come on.
David had a lot of fear here, a lot of discomfort. Man's wanting to kill him. I don't know if a person can be any worse of shape than that. Somebody wanting to kill you. They put some kind of hits on some folks now in this world through the drug world and everything. And folks will run here or run there and try to get away because they got scared. They're worrying.
Right.
But when we get just right with the Lord, when we can sit down and just tell him we got some problems, that we need some help, there's no other place we can go to. Lord, we need you. Lord, we need you to come into our life and heal our body.
Right.
Somebody said we're not living in the days of healing. I remember Brother Ely years ago when he had TB, he told me that he lived up around 13th Street in Cincinnati and over on Clay Street, I think it was, and TB and coughing blood up and everything. He thought there was no hope. He lost a lot of weight and everything, but the Lord come by and touched his life, touched his lungs then, and put him onto a road of righteousness. Let me tell you, if he can heal Claude Ely for TV, he can heal cancer. I remember a surgery, not maybe just a few years ago, that the doctor had saw it on the x-rays of Virginia that... the black spot was that big around, and we took her in for surgery, and we've been prayed for just a few nights before here at the church, but they'd already had the x-rays, and we know the appointment was coming, and we got in there, and that spot was that big around on that. That doctor come down directly, and he told Brother Lee Stanton and myself, he said, it's not there. I don't know where it was at, but said, it's not there. I should have never had it to operate on. I don't know what happened to it, but I think the Lord come by here one night when we asked prayer on a Sunday night. He come by and touched it.
Right. Glory.
I don't know where it went to, he said. But I saw it with my own eyes, he said.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Lord come back.
Amen.
Praise God. If he can do it for Virginia Lucas, he can do it for each and every one of us in here.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, he'll put you in a cave any way he possibly can put you in a cave. He'll make things so hard for you that you don't want to get up out of the gutters. The devil will, but the Lord will help you out. And this is your refuge tonight.
Right.
Here is our refuge. That car I got out there, if I don't make it to a gas station shortly when I leave here, I've run out of fuel.
Yep.
And let me tell you, if you don't make it to the house of God, if you're a Christian, you'll run out of fuel. And when you run out of fuel, there's no hope for you. The devil will come by and steal your life from you.
Yeah.
But prayer changes things.
Glory.
A man that knows how to pray is a man that can survive.
Glory to God.
He can survive debt. He can survive sickness. He can survive all kinds of heartaches. Somebody said, but we don't have no food in my house. The Lord will provide.
Right.
I've seen people in Mexico with no food on the table, but the Lord provided.
Right.
I've seen women go out and get some cactus and just cut the thorns off and dice it down and throw it in hot water and cook it up and eat that cactus. I never thought there was anything good about a cactus, but it will sustain life.
Yeah.
If he can feed a bird, he can feed us.
My God.
And that's the main thing, is being able to be fed by him.
Yes.
David, a great man, a great warrior. But this trouble come about him. There's no doubt here tonight a lot of you folks got trouble. I don't know. I don't know your life. I just see us all together occasionally here at the house of God. I know nothing about none of you. I'm not no telephone, I don't stay on the telephones. And I'm not a great rambler of other folks and get around and talk about a lot of things. But I know. By looking out. And I know about people. People has problems. And the best place to solve the problems is in the house of God. When you can pray, you're an overcomer. So tonight, when we pray tonight, we got some folks in the house of God needs a touching. And Jesus said, where two or three gather together, I'll be in your midst. Tonight, whoever that you know that needs a prayer tonight, pray for them. Pray for this meeting. Pray for this revival. We're in a world revival tonight. Somebody said, ain't nobody getting saved. I've seen 200 people come to the Lord in 4 months and was saved.
Hallelujah.
Somebody said they come for the bread. Yes, they come for the bread, but I gave them the staff of life. Praise God. I gave them the word of God with them while with the bread, and they've become Christians.
Right.
People's being saved.
Thank you, Lord.
And some of them had nothing. If you leave and see where some of those folks lived at, if you've seen what they had and what they walked with and what their priorities was, the property they owned, you said, I don't know how in the world they'd serve the Lord. But they need something. They come in. And when they come in and start praying, when Brother Jesse preaches to them and gets them to the altar and they start praying, tears just flows down their eyes. Praise God. They come to the house of God. They need something. And tonight we need something. We need to hear from the throne of grace tonight for some of our people here in this house. Some of our people that's not here tonight. We need to pray for them sincere. Lord, touch them. Let me tell you tonight, folks, if it was your husband, if it was your wife or your child that was sick, we'd all be down praying our best for them to be surviving. Let me tell you, when my brother was dying, I said, Lord, don't take my brother. Lord, give me my brother back. That's my only hope, is my brother here on this earth. I'd have gave anything I had if my brother hadn't crossed over.
Oh, God.
He crossed over saved.
Oh, God.
Tonight, let's pray for one another. Let's gather around and pray.